Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how we going?
Not too bad, not too bad. Yeah, how about yourself?
Lockdown has hit, but you know, we're getting through it.
Yes, yes. I did see a lovely photo of you sort of wrapped in a duvet burrito, and that is how I will be spending most of my weekend, I think.
Yeah, I think it's hit that week where you're just like, wow, I need to do something different.
Maybe I get a haircut. I did actually pandemic trim my fringe yesterday, which I'm
already...
It was
the first thing I noticed when I got to work.
Because it looks...
No, it looks good. I think it looks cool.
It looks blunt, which is not the look I'm going for, but
it's
I can
statement.
See. So that does help. But yeah, I feel you, Sam. I feel you.
Yeah, I got the pandemic trim as well, and I got rid of the moustache. So we're all on the same boat.
Yeah, it's a time for change. Change is as good as a holiday. What's happening in TV?
So I basically on Saturday was just not feeling it. So I whacked on Apple TV Plus to look at a show that I was hesitant to watch, but you know, thought I'd get into. It's called Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon.
It stars Cecily Strong, who people will know from SNL.
Oh, right.
And Josh Skinner is played by Key and Peele's Keegan Michael Key. So, people you know, faces you recognize, legends. And it's basically a musical comedy.
Okay. This I can see why you were like, this might not be my bag.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have done like 12 to 18 episodes of it, but it's only 6 episodes long. So, I would call it a mini series. Episodes are like 20 minutes. And basically, this couple, played by Cecily Strong and Keegan Michael Key, they wind up in this fantasy town where everyone sings and it's like a musical from the 40s to 60s.
Oh my god.
It very much parodies like all of those very big musicals that you'll know, like The Sound of Music and like Oklahoma. Yeah. All of that kind of stuff kind of jammed in there, and it's all about these two finding their love for one another again.
That's quite nice.
Which is quite sweet. But it also, so they're well aware that they're in a musical. They're like, wow, this is so weird. They're all singing. What's going on?
Okay.
And Cecily Strong's character loves musicals. Key's character does not love musicals. He's very much like, what is going on here? And they try and find love in the town with these musical characters and with one another. And I enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was definitely a show that I watched and I was like, wow, okay. But I will not say this is a good show. I think it's a fine show. I think it does something fun.
Okay.
It has Kristen Chenoweth in it, who I love.
Yeah, she's
Broadway royalty.
She's a bit of an icon. It's quite a coup to get her in there.
Yeah, she's absolutely a stunner, and she plays this religious, just angry woman, a Karen, if you will, of the town.
Town
trying
Karen.
To stop everyone from having fun and not letting people hold hands out of wedlock, that kind of thing.
Okay, it sounds like it is quite, I mean, you'd hope that a comedy about people who end up in a musical world would be quite wink-wink to the camera most of the time.
Yeah, so it's definitely like cynical, and Key's character is the straight man, and he's just like, this is ridiculous, and he's the kind of like voice of the audience, kind of just looking around and singing, being like, why are we singing about corn pudding? What is this all about? And I think the show itself is like funny and has the good moments. I just wish the songs were better. I think that's where
it kind of matters.
Yeah, because I think, like, not to compare it to Glee, but to compare it to Glee.
Another thing Kristen Chenoweth had a moment in.
Oh, she was amazing in Glee. She, what song did she sing in Glee?
Maybe this time? Maybe
yes.
This time I'll win.
Oh, God, I cry. See, but that's kind of what I wanted from this, is like,
Glee,
there was the campy, ridiculous moments, and it did go off the rails, but at least the musicality and the songs they sung, like, it was really gripping to hear them sing this.
Mm-hmm.
But this show, it's kind of like, oh, these are rip-off spoof songs and they don't really matter. Like, they did a song called Vagina, which is a rip-off of Do Re Mi, talking about reproductive organs, because she was trying to teach people basically like a sex ed lesson. It was quite good. I like that one because that was like ridiculous. But the rest of them, the songs don't really grab you. The dancing, now that I will talk about. That was amazing.
Oh, okay. That's what, because there's kind of key elements to any sort of musical thing. I think you want a bit of comedy in there, unless it's Les Miserables, and then you don't want to laugh.
No comedy at all.
If you're laughing in Les Miserables, something's gone awfully wrong. You want the songs to be good. Obviously, that's not necessarily pulled through here, but it's got to be a visual spectacular, and dancing's a big part of that. So does it pull it through on that element?
Oh, the visuals in this are amazing. The costuming, the set, the whole thing, because it's meant to be musical, the sets are inherently fake, like it's fake looking,
okay, yeah,
but in a way that is still charming and like believable, and it's like, okay, this is fun. Like, this town is literally like a 3 meter by 3 meter square, but I've managed to like put all these random things in it, and it does some really fun stuff, and there are some fun songs, and I was keen to see what happened to all the characters going
I feel like that's a good indication of if you've invested in a show. If you do actually care what happens to the characters, you've got a bit of heart in it.
I do think Cecily Strong and Key's characters didn't have the best chemistry, which I think might have been intentional, but I don't know if it kind of played through in the right way. Like, the romance aspect of it may not have gripped me in the way I wanted it to. But overall, solid show. If you're looking for a weird binge for lockdown, which
it
I
does
definitely
look
was,
weird. I'm like looking at it now, and it's like, oh, that, yeah. Bizarre.
And it's called Schmigadoon. Like, it's not a it's weird. Like, it's a weird say Schmigadoon outside out loud without smiling, you know, like that's part of it.
Yeah, that is true. Well, where did you say we could go and watch Schmigadoon? Oh no, we've lost Sam.
He's gone.
At the crucial juncture.
I think it was Apple TV though.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Same platform as Ted Lasso, which I love talking about every week.
There's another Ted Lasso episode out tonight.
Is he back?
Hey Sam.
I'm back.
He's
Hi.
Back. we just buffed until we got you
we,
back
we
on
We did
there.
Some banter.
Oh yeah. What did I miss? Anything good?
So talking about Ted Lasso.
Oh yeah, go watch Ted Lasso. That's the show of lockdown.
Schmigadoon is on Apple TV Plus, is that right?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Let's get out of here. Let's go get our coffees and get into our silly little daily walks.
Sounds fantastic. Sam, we miss you in the studio. Oh, we've lost him again.
Gone.
All right, we're wrapping it up. Ka kite to Sam. We love him and we miss him.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Technology.